This is GIS News. Coming up, Jamaica hailed as investment destination. Agriculture Ministry targets banana export trade and social enterprises summit to be staged in Kingston. The news in detail after the break.
The Jamaica Customs Agency invites you to its annual Customs Information Expo and Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29, in the courtyard at Customs House, Newport East, starting at 10 a.m. There'll be exciting booth presentations from Corporate Jamaica, guest appearances and performances, and lots of giveaways. Admission free! That's the Customs Information Fair and Customer Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29 at Customs House, Newport East, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Now the news. Chief Executive Officer of Digicel Jamaica, Barry O'Brien, is hailing the island as a promising investment destination. Speaking at the recent launch of the Jamaica Investment Forum 2015, Mr. O'Brien said Digicel has reaped significant successes since it started business in Jamaica in 2001.
It's been nothing but a success story for us, and you know, we used to consider ourselves a direct foreign investor. Now we consider ourselves very much a Jamaican company. I mean, we have built a global business out of here. We're founded out of here. We feel Jamaican. Literally, we're a $3 billion US company per annum now in 32 different markets with our roots firmly here in Jamaica.
Mr. O'Brien says he is more than happy to work with Jampro to promote brand Jamaica to other foreign investors as the preferred investment destination in the Caribbean. The Jamaica Investment Forum 2015, planned for the Montego Bay Convention Center March 10 to 12, will showcase key growth sectors and significant investment opportunities in Jamaica. Over 150 local and international investors are expected to attend. The Ministry of Agriculture is moving to ensure that there are steady supplies of high-quality bananas for the overseas market as demand for the fruit increases. Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer says the agriparks will be utilized in the process. Agricultural lands have also been identified in western Jamaica, particularly St. James, for the production of banana for export.
They are near to the port, and it will make it easier for the exporters, less transportation, less chance of the fruit being damaged en route. That is a traditional area, and there are lots of landslide following that area, and some anxious farmers that really want to get back into production.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer. In 2014, Jamaica resumed banana shipments to the United Kingdom, UK, following a six-year absence from the market. This was due to the devastating effects of several hurricanes on the sector and changes in the preferential agreement with the UK. In October, contracts were signed to boost supply to the UK market. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson is appealing to citizens of St. Thomas and other rural areas to take advantage of the mobile services being offered by the Registrar General's Department, RGD. The mobile unit will be used to conduct outreach programs in remote areas, provide valuable information, and accept applications for a variety of services. It was acquired at a cost of approximately $6 million through funding from the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF.
I believe that having a birth certificate, creating an identity for individuals and a legal status is important to every citizen of Jamaica. There are many persons now, you can't get a passport if you don't have birth certificate. There's so many important things, job, TRN, so many important things. And so we have to call on our people to make sure that they get their birth certificates, because it is so important to every citizen.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking at the launch of the mobile unit in Port Morant, St. Thomas recently. Particular focus will be placed on the registration of children 12 years and under who are without a certified copy of their birth certificate. And businesses that generate revenue for social, environmental, and human development initiatives are to benefit from a social enterprise summit scheduled for January 26 and January 27 at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in New Kingston. Being held in Jamaica for the first time, the two-day summit is organized by the Jamaica National JN Foundation's Social Enterprise Boost Initiative, SEBI, and the United States Agency for International Development. Project Manager for SEBI, Jennifer Sharia, says the summit will serve to educate the social sector by bringing local and international experts together to share best practices.
The summit will cover theory, and it will also be very practical. There'll be a lot of hand-holding and information sharing, how to start a social enterprise, what are the steps that are required, what are the pitfalls.
Meanwhile, members of the public will be able to view and purchase goods and services from a number of social enterprise organizations in Jamaica through a marketplace that will be staged over the 2 days. That was the GIS News. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.